We intended last week to demonstrate and petition both the Reserve Bank and the Parliament of Zimbabwe in relation to this issue of uncontrolled bank closures. What we have observed is that since 1996, when we recorded our first bank closure in Zimbabwe, no action seems to have been taken to prevent future occurrences. And now, from 2011 to 2015, we have witnessed 9 banks closing and causing 1,222 job losses. But apart from these job losses, a lot of depositors have lost their hard-earned savings. So we are concerned as the union that it appears, besides knowing and seeing that there's a general trend in the causes of these bank failures, which can be traced to poor corporate governance and moral hazard, and also weak and ineffective regulatory and supervisory framework as the main causes, these two authorities seems to have not done anything to address the issue.